In this session, we will discuss the question, why does God allow people to die young? It may be helpful for us to try to imagine a world in which people did not die young. What would the alternative be like? Clearly, it would be a place where people only died old, say at the age of 70, the biblical 70 years and 10. What kind of world would we have if everyone, no matter who, died at 70 or more, and no one could possibly die before then? There would be no fatal accidents or illnesses, certainly a very different world to the one we know. Of course, the Bible tells us why we have all these hazards to health and to life itself, man's rebellion against God. In other words, we're responsible for our own situation. As Isaiah says in 53:6, all we like sheep have gone astray, we have turned everyone to his own way. Another interesting thought is that if we could not die until after 70, or even 60, or 50, how would mankind react? Wouldn't we tend to live life in even greater abandon than we do now? Why would we try to live according to some discipline when tomorrow we don't die? It may well be a case of eat, drink and be merry, for tomorrow we don't die. Mankind would probably leave thinking about God until his 60s, and then start to turn to God, believing there was no real need to do so beforehand. But why, you might ask, should Christians die young? Well, the alternative would be for all Christians to be guaranteed 70 years or more. They would be uniquely immune to all accidents and fatal illnesses. No aeroplane a Christian was on could crash, and so on. We can begin to see how people might manipulate a world like this. For example, just have a Christian on every plane, result no air crashes. Very simple. I leave it to your imagination to pursue this line of reasoning. Also, people may espouse Christianity in order to have long life. Quite the wrong motivation. It is clear that there could only be ideal circumstances like this when mankind is made perfect in heaven. While mankind is imperfect, we must continue to have a world where we can suffer and die at any time from birth to old age. But what about babies who can die before they can make a decision for Christ? Paul tells us in 1 Corinthians 7:14 that the children of believers are holy. And in our church we have the sacrament of infant baptism, or if we don't want infant baptism, dedication of infants, to provide an opportunity for believing parents to commit their holy children to the Lord. So the responsibility still lies with us. We need to be careful that we don't blame God for our shortcomings or for our neglect. It is important for us to realize and to accept that we can die at any time from birth through to old age. We are not promised by God that we can be made free from this possibility. What then should our attitude be? For the Christian who dies, death is victory and gain, to live with Christ forever. As Paul says in 1 Corinthians 15, death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is thy victory? O death, where is thy sting? And again in Philippians 1:21, to live is Christ, and to die is gain. And in Romans 8:18, I consider that the sufferings of this present time are not worth comparing with the glory that has been revealed to us. So we need to be prepared for death at all times and to accept it as an integral part of life. For those left behind, death of a loved one means suffering, sometimes of a very deep and lasting kind. But we must all suffer death of loved ones at some time. Mothers, fathers, sometimes wives, husbands, or children. In wartime it can be on a massive scale. It is then that the Christian can pray to God for strength and comfort and receive it. realizing that we are not promised freedom from suffering, only help to bear it and to come through it with our faith intact, even strengthened.